This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to the fiqh class. Today, inshallah, we'll start with the bankruptcy. May Allah save us from. May Allah give us enough wealth, inshallah. Who's the bankrupt? Yeah, that's on the Day of Judgment. That's the true bankrupt. But here, when we talk about it in fiqh, yes. The person who has no money, that's the bankrupt. Is that correct? No? Why?
The one who cannot pay what he owes.
Well, in the same hadith, when the Prophet ﷺ said, who's the bankrupt? What did the companions say? The bankrupt is the one who has no money, just like what Olivia said. So that's correct. That's one type of bankruptcy. However, we're not worried about that person. If he has no money, that's fine. Why? Because there are no rights or obligations related to that. We're worried when there are others' rights attached to this situation. So if the bankrupt has no money, that's fine. But when we have a problem, when he owes people money, when he is in debt and he cannot pay back, that's when we deal with this issue. That's when we talk about the bankruptcy. So the bankruptcy happens when a creditor asks for his money, or when the debtor is asked to pay off his debts and he cannot. That's when he is considered bankrupt. You agreed to pay $2,000 to someone on the 1st of January. He came to you on the 5th of December and he said, pay me the $2,000. And you told him, I have only $10. Are you bankrupt? Why not? The date is not due yet. He came on January 20th and he said, pay me back the $2,000. And you said, I don't have money. Are you bankrupt? Yes. You're not actually still bankrupt. Because he may say, okay, I will wait for one more month. But he said, no, I need my money now. Then you are what? You are a bankrupt. Especially when the judge issues this. We cannot judge people and say, you are bankrupt, you're not. It is the judge's decision. If you ask for your money to pay it back, and the debtor refused. Here there are two cases. First, it is indeed he has no money, so he is truly bankrupt. Or he has money, but he is not paying you. He is quibbler. He owes you $2,000. He says, I have only $100. But yesterday, he purchased something for $500. So what do we do in this case? In the first case, there is no problem. His actions, financial transactions will be seized. But in the second case, if we are not sure he has money or not, he is imprisoned. He is imprisoned. The judge... Why he is imprisoned? Because he's bankrupt? No. Because of what? Yes. To make sure that he has no money. We need to make sure that he has no money. If we are sure that he has no money, can we put this person in jail? No. If there is more than one creditor, now if there is one creditor, the matter is easy. Why? You gave him $2,000. He said, I don't have, and you want your money. The judge came, his items were seized, they sold the accessories and they came up to 1500 and they gave you the 1500. That's all what you take. But what if there are three creditors? One creditor gave $1,000. Another creditor gave $2,000. A third creditor gave $1,500. That's total of $5,000. Or $4,500. Now we came and we found out he had only $3,000. So what do? Do we give the first creditor the 1,000 and the second creditor the 2,000 and we say to the third creditor, we're sorry? We have nothing left. What do? All of them share the loss according to the percentage. So if we say there are only $3,000, but he owes $4,500, so we divide the loss on the three of them. Now, 3,000 compared to 4,500 is what? It is almost 30% less. It is almost 30% less. So we give everyone 30% less. The one who gave $1,000, how much he takes? 700. 700. The one who gave $2,000, how much he takes? 1,400. And the one who gave 1,500, how much he gets? 1,150 or so. We could we'll calculate it, and it is 4,500. Is this clear? Is this clear?
It's fair.
It has to be fair. That's Islamic. But is this clear? Fine. What if someone gave him money, $2,000? Another one gave him golden bar. This golden bar is 0.5 kilogram. No, not 0.5 kilogram. Let's say it is 2 ounces. How much is the ounce? Approximately 700. So this is $1,500. But it is not cash. It is what? Golden bar. So now we have what? We have 2,000 and we have golden bar.
When it was priced, should be priced at the time it was given, not at the market today.
It's the same. It did not change. The due date came, and those two creditors asked for their money to be paid. $2,000 and $1,500. Now the guy said, I only have 1,500 cash, but the golden bar is still there. I did not sell it. What do we do? Do we sell the golden bar and they both share the loss by 10% each?
We give a choice to the man with $2,000 if you accept the golden bar.
Why? Who owns the golden bar?
At this point, it doesn't matter.
At this point, it does matter. You gave him the golden bar. You found it by itself. You get it back. So now, who is in loss? Only that one. And even nowadays, they call it what? Secured debt. If you find your own money, then you deserve it, you get it back. There is a difference between finding the value or the amount of your money or your commodity and finding it by yourself.
Wasn't the ownership transferred?
Yeah. And it is cancelled now because of bankruptcy. He doesn't own it anymore. So if you find it itself, you take it.
So if the property was given, the property is returned regardless of the value.
Yes. Okay. Because it's yours. It became yours again. What if there were five creditors? and each one gave $1,000, except for the last one. He gave a laptop, and that laptop is $1,000. Now, they are all, or the total debt is approximately $5,000. They came after 1 year when the time is due, and the guy had to pay them back $5,000, $1,000 each. But he said, I have only $3,000. But the laptop is still...
In this case, the laptop's returned.
It's not used. It's still as is. So the guy takes his laptop, and the remaining $3,000 is divided for the four people. And each one shares the loss. The last one, he got his thing back. Okay, that's the case with bankruptcy. Here is a question. Now we're done with the bankruptcy and al-hajr, suspension of financial activity. Because remember, bankruptcy was related to that issue. How many types of people, just to remind you, how many types of people they are not allowed to do business transactions? How many? Tell me how many. Yes. Three. Shaza says five. Hashim says six. Who bids more? Six. It is on the page. It is six. That was last week. Please, please do study. Okay. Now we're going back to the transactions, selling and buying. If the buyer didn't have the merchandise in his possession, and the merchandise is lost, who will be liable for this loss? The buyer. I agreed with you. You have a nice car. I liked it. And I told you I will pay for it $10,000. And you agreed, right? So I gave you the money. And you said, the car is yours. Come and take it. I told you, when should I come? You said, at 6 o'clock. 5 o'clock, someone broke in and he stole the car. I came at 6 o'clock. Where's the car? Not there. So, I tell you, fine, I need my money. You say, no, I told you to come and take the car. I did not steal it. It was stolen. Someone broke in. I did not do anything wrong. Who is liable?
The seller.
Yes.
The seller.
Why?
Deception. No.
What is deception? Did he deceive the buyer?
To deliver.
Why did I pay my money? For what? For a car, did I get it? Until I get it, I'm not responsible. Who's responsible? The seller. Unless I say you don't have to deliver it. Which means by the time I give you the money or by the time the transaction is done, the selling is finalized. So now it doesn't matter. Who's in possession of that merchandise or that commodity. But in general, whoever buys something, he doesn't own it until he takes possession. Which means if he did not possess it and it was destroyed, who is liable for it? The seller. Is this clear? Okay. If the buyer and the seller disputed about the price, What do we do? The car. I told you I like this car. You said, fine, I will sell it for you. I said, I will pay $6,000. You said, no, $7,000. I said, okay, $7,000. Then I gave you $6,000. And I said, we agreed on $6,000. Or I said, I told you, I will pay only $6,000. And you agreed. What do we do? Yes. We don't know. Someone came to you. Someone came to you. Two people. I and Hashim. Hashim said to you, I gave him the car for $7,000. And he paid me only six. And I told you, I gave him $6,000 because that's what we agreed on. What do you do? It's my word against his word. He is saying $7,000, and I'm telling you, he said only six, and I gave him the six. He changed his mind. That's the problem. There is a contract. The contract was verbal. Now remember, the written contract is only a documentation. But the real contract, when it happens? When we agree. So, yeah. Yeah, there is a dispute here, and we want you to solve it. So what do you say? I have to pay 7,000. So it is the seller's word. No?
I will return the car.
You'll take the car back, and I'll get the money. So that's the seller's word, because I want the car. But I want it for six, and you are saying no, it is seven. Khalil?
We have not agreed on any price yet to that point.
We agreed, but I agreed on six, he agreed on seven.
There is no sale. The sale have not been made yet.
What?
Was it transfer the money and the car?
There was no sale done. He still has his money, you still have your car.
No. Let's say I give the 6,000.
Okay. So he has the 6,000 and he has the car. And he asked him for $1,000 more.
Yes. And he thought, I will give him 1,000 more.
So what is the question?
The question is, whose word is? Yes, Khalil.
It's nobody's word. As Hisham was saying, the sale is not complete. So if you sell this dispute, you're going to have to renegotiate.
The sale, by the way, the sale is complete. When the sale is completed? When we say, I accept and you agree. Now all these things, finalizations of the sale only. Because you cannot come again and say, I changed my mind and I will not sell the car anymore after you promise. That's un-Islamic. Even though the car is still yours. So the sale is finalized. So that's what happened. You have something to say? That's the dispute. If we agreed, then there is no problem. But when there is a problem, when two people come to you, each one saying something different, who you go with?
Neither one. I just give them their stuff back.
So they are given their stuff back. Yeah. Yes. So basically, it is the seller's word. Why? Because the buyer, he wanted what? He wanted the commodity or the merchandise. He did not want his money.
So he will have his money back.
He will have his money back. If the seller insisted, and he said, no, I want $7,000.
He will have his car back, and the buyer will have his money back.
Yes. So that's what will happen. There is a process. First of all, each one will be asked to swear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you swear to Allah that you agreed on $7,000? If you say, no, I will not swear, I am sure that we agreed on $7,000, but I don't swear, then the car is given to the buyer for $6,000, and you have to agree. If both of them swore to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he agreed on six, and you agree on seven, then the sale is terminated. you get your car back and I get my money. Is this clear? This may happen. So you need to know what to do.
Both of them could be honest. I mean, it could be.
It could be a mistake. That's exactly. We're not talking about someone who is doing it on purpose. Because that's, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of it. But if it happened, like there was a problem, miscommunication for any reason, so that's what we do. Of course, the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's what Allah says in the Quran. إِذَا تَدَيَنْتُمْ بِدَيْنٍ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّمْ فَاكْتُبُوهُ. أيوة. No, now another issue. Settlement. Settlement. What do you mean by that? I owe you $10,000. You gave me $10,000 and you want it back. I said, I have only five. And you said, fine, five, I want the money. And you took the five. Is that permissible?
Yes, one has to specify whether you can accept five now and five later on. Or you would accept five as full payment.
Or you came and you said, you owe me $10,000. And I said, yeah, that's true, but I don't have any money. Instead, I have this car. And this car, the market value for it is $9,000. And you say, fine, I'll take the car.
You're agreeing to a settlement now after
yes.
He doesn't have the money anymore.
Yeah, that's what we mean by settlement. There are two types of settlement. First is called Ibra, or what we call absolution. Ibra. Ibra means agreeing on lesser money and muawada, exchange. Muawada, when I take something else other than what we agreed on originally. Could it happen?
Yes, it happened.
It happened with you?
Yeah. And most of these things is rida'a nafs more than anything else.
Yeah, again, satisfaction.
Yeah.
But the problem between the Western or the secular ruling and the Islamic ruling is, in the Islamic, you cannot lie and say, I don't have money while you have. It is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot say, I thought it is six while you know it is seven, and you come and say, there is no contract, so I could do whatever I want. You will be held for the word, you said. So, someone came and said, I have no money. You want to wait? Fine. And you say, no, I cannot wait. Whatever you have, I will take. I owe you seven, and I have only five. And you say, fine, I'll take five. And we agreed. Can I come back later? Or can you come back later and say, I still need the two more?
No.
No, because it became settlement.
And those things, it is not only automatic, you have to put it in writing at this point.
Yeah. Or exchange, again. Sometimes I say, fine, I don't want my money back, I want something else. I saw something with you I liked, and I said I will take this, and you agree. That's also fine.
That's how I got the comment over there.
Someone owed you money?
I did two jobs for a person, and then he owed me a lot of money. And then he said, at the time to pay, he said, I don't have the money to pay. So I said, well, how much do you have? He said, he volunteered, he said, I have this car that's worth that much money. Would you take it plus what I have?
Yeah.
So I actually...
You had no choice.
Almost broke even. I lost maybe $1,000 or $2,000.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens.
there's a return of money in the form of merchandise.
Yeah.
But equivalent or lesser value.
No, what you are taking is something else other than what you gave. That's why it's exchange. Confession. Another thing. Iqrar. We call it iqrar. The first one was settlement. Sulh. We agreed. Here, iqrar. What do you mean by iqrar? I owe you money. You gave me $10,000. But the mistake you made, there were no witnesses and we did not write it. Or, I don't remember. You said you gave me $10,000. I said, I don't remember. I'm sorry. I don't remember. So now, what happened to your $10,000? Gone. But then, one day, I came and I checked my account book, my bank statement, and I saw that there were $10,000 deposited on that day that you are saying. So I came and I said, I admit that I owe you $10,000. This is called what? Iqrar, confession. But then I came 2 days later and I said, you know, I was mistaken. I don't owe you anything. Or another form. I go to the judge and I tell him, I want purification. I want you to punish me because I drank alcohol. And he brought the soldier, the person in charge, the officer, with the big stick. And I looked at it and I said, no, no, I was wrong. And I ran. That's again confession, right? Can I take back my word? Yes?
Well, there is two opinions.
Two opinions.
The first one is, I believe them when he said the first one. I should believe him when he said the second one. The second one is, if he said the first one and he was sure of it, and I have to get a proof from him that he didn't actually...
Well, here's the thing. Why we call it confession? Because the only thing you have is what? His word. You don't have any evidence. That's his word. So can he change his word? We're talking now only logic, but we have evidences. When the woman came to the Messenger of Allah and she said, O Messenger of Allah, purify me, I committed zina. What did he say?
The one that was pregnant?
Yeah.
That he followed the one delivering.
Yeah, what did he say? He told her to go back. First of all, he did not say that. He said, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go back without anything. She insisted and came. And he told her, go back. What does that mean? That means if she went back and the matter was not mentioned,
that's it.
So they derived from this the ruling that if you confess,
send them back.
You can take back your word. But in the first form, when it is related to other people's rights, you cannot take back your word. Because once you admit that I owe you, there is a right now here. You need your money. I cannot come and say, no, I was wrong.
But it is possible these days, though, with a lot of numbers.
It is possible if you have an evidence. But if it's only your word and you admit it, then you cannot take it back. So again, iqrar also is divided to two types. Iqrar of right, or confession of right between the servant and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, obviously here you can take back your word. And iqrar among people. Again, why you cannot take back? Because the person himself already claiming that you owe him. And at the beginning you said no. But now you said yes. So now it's not only your word, but also his word. So you cannot take back your word. What? Is this clear? Next, hawala or transfer. We mean by that moving the debt from one person to another. That's the hawala. I owe you money, but I owe him money also. He owes me money. You're coming and asking for your money. So I told you, look, I owe that man, so instead of coming and asking me, go and ask him. So I transferred the debt from me to him. Even now, the money transfer, what's the reality of it, money transfer? Instead of you asking the bank, you go and ask the bank that you transferred the money to. That's the same thing. Is it permissible for me to tell you, don't come again, go to him and take his money? You owe me 1,000, and I owe him 1,000. So, I come to you every time. But you said, now go to him instead of coming to me. Is this permissible? Yes, with conditions. Which other person? Okay, like, I owe Hisham. And Hisham is coming and asking me. Hashim, I gave him 1,000. So I'm going and asking him. So now I tell Hisham, don't come to me again, go to him. What are the conditions? Yes. Does Hashim have to agree? No. What else? Can Hisham go to Hashim straight and tell him, I owe him, and he knows that he owes me, so he goes directly to him?
No, you have to agree.
I have to agree. Can I tell you, you go there? No, and you don't want to go?
No, it has to be a mutual agreement all around.
But the three of us.
Not three.
Two.
The two. First one, the approval of the debtor. Who's the debtor? The one that is asked to pay back. And the approval of the creditor. And the agreement. What do you mean by the agreement? Ijab and qabul. And the similarity of the debt. Imagine, I owe you $2,000. And Hisham wants from me, or I want from Hisham, a car. So you come and you ask for your $2,000 and I tell you, go and take from Hisham the car. That's not permissible. Why? Because there is difference. It has to be similar. It has to be at the same time. Gold to silver. Oh, with the same value you mean?
Yeah.
Like 1 kilogram of silver instead of 20 grams of gold.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because again, we say the similarity. This is one of the similarities. Kafala, another thing, or surety. Similarity, between the debt and the kafala. Or we could say sponsorship, or there are many terms. كفالة بالنفس وكفالة بالمال. There are two types. I sponsor this man in his body, in something he did, or I sponsor him in the wealth or the property. What we call كفالة بالبدن and كفالة بالمال. or kafala bil nafs and kafala bil mal. These are two types. You go to a place, you purchase a car, but they say, we need a sponsor, we need kafil. So I come with you and I say, I sponsor him. Next month, they ask you for the payment and you don't pay. Can they come and ask me to pay? Of course, because what? Because I am? I guaranteed that you will pay. So if you don't pay, they have to come after me. Someone did not pray. Can you go and say, I will pray on his behalf?
He's alive?
Of course, he's alive. He's not praying. You don't want to pray dhuhr, so I say, I will pray dhuhr twice, one for me and one for you. Is this permissible? No. Someone stole or killed. Someone killed a man. So the judge came with the witnesses and they said, this is the killer. So they wanted to kill him. But he said, give me one day. I want to go to tell my family. And you say, no, we don't know you. If you went, you will run away. You have to be killed. So I come and I say, I will sponsor him. Let him go, and I am in his place. Is this permissible? No?
It sounds like permissible.
Why? If he did not come, if he did not come, can they kill me?
No. He did not commit.
I did not kill, right? Who killed? The one who left. Yes. Alia says what? Salman Farisi, what about him? What did she say? It is permissible to be liable for others' financial or personal obligations. If it's obligation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you cannot be responsible. If someone did not pray, and you say, I will pray. Someone is punished in hellfire, and you say, I will be punished instead of him. But someone said, I cannot pay, and you say, I will pay instead of him. Or in the example I gave you, yes, you can be sponsored. Someone killed. The right of killing pertains to whom? No, not to Allah. If the family said we forgive him, can the judge say I will kill him anyway? No.
No, he can't.
It is the right of whom? Family. And it is related to what? To the body of that person, to his life. So someone can come and say, I am sponsoring him.
Can?
Yes, you can. And it happened at the time of Umar radiallahu anhu.
And he was?
It happened. Someone killed and he was brought to justice to Umar radiallahu anhu. But he said, by Allah, my family is away and they don't know. I did not mean to kill him. But if you want to kill me anyway, give me 3 days. Umar radiallahu anhu refused. One of the companions volunteered and he said, I volunteer. And Umar told him, if he doesn't come, you will be killed. And he said, yes. So the man went for 3 days and he came. He came back. Yeah, he came back a little bit late. Almost. Yes. It's very confusing. Why? It's not confusing. Yeah. If the right pertains to someone, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can sponsor it. Because now the family, they want what? They want to kill that man. They lost a life, so they want a life to be lost. It doesn't matter, was it the life of that person or the life of another person? It's not your business. You want your father's killer to be killed. But someone sponsored him. So he can be killed. However, in the same example, if someone was supposed to be killed because he apostated, can someone come and say, I want to be killed instead of him? It is a right of Allah. You cannot. You cannot intervene in this. Forget about it. Just take it in the example of money at least. It will be clear for you. Someone could not pay and you sponsored him. Can they come after you to pay? Of course. Why? You sponsored, but you are not the one who took the merchandise. But you sponsored. The same thing here with the rights of people. Okay? We'll stop here, inshallah.